Continuing with the Nectar of Instruction, Text 9. Vaikuntha janito varam adupuri chatra pira sotsava dvindaranyam udarpan ramanat tatra pi govardhano Radha kunda miha pi gokulapate premanvita plavanat Goyad asya varajato viditate sevam vivekinaka. The holy place known as Mathura is spiritually superior to Vaikuntha, the transcendental world, because the Lord appeared there. Superior to Mathura Puri is the transcendental forest of Vrindavan, because of Krishna's rasa lila pastimes. And superior to the forest of Vrindavan is Govardhan Hill, for it was raised by the divine hand of Sri Krishna and was the site of his various loving pastimes. And above all, the super excellent Sri Radha Kunda stands supreme, for it is overflooded with the ambrosial nectarian prema of the Lord of Gokula, Sri Krishna. Where then is that intelligent person who is unwilling to serve this divine Radha Kund, which is situated at the foot of Govardhan Hill? Text 10. Karmim yak parito hare piyataya vyaktim yayur jnaninas Jebhyo jnana vimukta bhakti padama premaika nishtasato Jebhyastha pashupala pankata dushasthavyo pisaradika Vishtatan vadayam tadiya sadasita nashaye kakriti. In the Shastra, it is said that of all types of fruitive workers, he who is advanced in knowledge of the higher values of life is favored by the Supreme Lord Hari. Out of many such people who are advanced in knowledge, one who is practically liberated by virtue of his knowledge may take to devotional service. He is superior to the others. However, one who has actually attained prema, pure love of Krishna, is superior to him. The gopis are exalted above all the advanced devotees because they are always totally dependent upon Sri Krishna, the transcendental cowherd boy. Among the gopis, Srimati Radharani is the most dear to Krishna. Her lake is as profoundly dear to Lord Krishna as this most beloved of the gopis. Who then will not reside at Radha Kunda and in a spiritual body surcharged with ecstatic devotional feelings, render loving service to the divine couple Sri Sri Radha Govinda, who perform their Ashtakaliya Leela, their eternal eightfold daily pastimes? Indeed, those who execute devotional service on the banks of Radha Kund are the most fortunate people in the universe. Text 11. Krishna syochai paniya vasati preyasi mhyopi radha kundam chasya munivit abhitastha drigeva vidhahi yapreshtaya palamasulabam kimpunan bhakti bhajam tat premedam sakadapisaraksnatada viskaroti.
Of the many objects of favored delight, and of all the lovable damsels of Brajabhumi, Srimati Radharani is certainly the most treasured object of Krishna's love. And in every respect, her divine kunda is described by great sages as similarly dear to him. Undoubtedly, Radha Kunda is very rarely attained, even by the great devotees. Therefore, it is even more difficult for ordinary devotees to attain. If one simply bathes once within these holy waters, one's pure love of Krishna is fully aroused.
What follows is the Sri Isho Upanishad, translations by Srila Prabhupada. Invocation.
Om Purnamadak Purnamidam Bhunat Purnamudachiti Bhunasya Purnamadaya bhunamevavashishyate.
The personality of Godhead is perfect and complete, and because he is completely perfect, all emanations from him, such as this phenomenal world, are perfectly equipped as complete wholes. Whatever is produced of the complete whole is also complete in itself. Because he is the complete whole, even though so many complete units emanate from him, he remains the complete balance.
Mantra 1.
Ishavasamidam sabam yatkincha jagatyam jagat dhinatyaktena bhunjitha magadha kasya svidhanam.
Everything animate or inanimate that is within the universe is controlled and owned by the Lord. One should therefore accept only those things necessary for himself which are set aside as his quota, and one should not accept other things, knowing well to whom they belong.
Mantra 2.
Kovanneveha karmani jijivishechatam samaho evantahi nanyate tosti na karma lipyate nare.
One may aspire to live for hundreds of years if he continuously goes on working in that way, for that sort of work will not bind him to the law of karma. There is no alternative to this way for man.
Mantra 3.
Asuya namati loka andhena tamasavrita tanti pritya vigacchanti yeke chatmaharo jana.
The killer of the soul, whoever he may be, must enter into the planets known as the worlds of the faithless, full of darkness and ignorance.
Mantra 4.
Anejadekam manaso javiyo nainandeva apnuvan povamarshat dhanhavato nyan atyeti tishtat tasmin napo matarishvadadhati.
Although fixed in his abode, the personality of Godhead is swifter than the mind and can overcome all others running. The powerful demigods cannot approach him. Although in one place, he controls those who supply the air and rain. He surpasses all in excellence.
Mantra 5.
Tarejati tannayajati tandure tadvantiki tadantarasya sarvasya tadusarvasya sambhayataho.
The Supreme Lord walks and does not walk. He is far away, but he is very near as well. He is within everything, and yet he is outside of everything.
Mantra 6.
Yastu sarvani bhutani atmanevanu pashyati sarva bhuteshu chatmanam antato na vichugupsati.
He who sees everything in relation to the Supreme Lord, who sees all entities as his parts and parcels, and who sees the Supreme Lord within everything, never hates anything or any being.
Mantra 7.
Yasmin sarvani bhutani atmaiva bhud vijanataho tattako mohakakshoka ekatvam manupashyataho.
One who always sees all living entities as spiritual sparks, in quality one with the Lord, becomes a true knower of things. What then can be illusion or anxiety for him?
Mantra 8.
Sapayagat chukramakahim avranam asnaviram sudham apapa vidham kavimanishi vadibhusayambhu Yata tyato tam vidadhaccha svithibhya samabhyo.
Such a person must factually know the greatest of all, who is unembodied, omniscient, beyond reproach, without veins, pure and uncontaminated, the self-sufficient philosopher who has been fulfilling everyone's desire since time immemorial. Mantra 9.
Andhaṃ tamak pravaśanti ye vidyām upāsati tato mbhūya ivate tamo yahu vidyāyāṃ utāho.
Those who engage in the culture of nescient activities shall enter into the darkest region of ignorance. Worse still are those engaged in the culture of so-called knowledge.
Mantra 10. Anyarevahu vidyaya anyaraho ravidyaya iti shushmandiranam yenastan vijitakshire.
The wise have explained that one result is derived from the culture of knowledge and that a different result is obtained from the culture of nescience.
Mantra 11. Vidyang cha vidyang cha yas dhanve no bhayang saha avidyaya mrityung tirtva vidyayam mitamashnute.
Only one who can learn the process of nescience and that of transcendental knowledge side by side can transcend the influence of repeated birth and death and enjoy the full blessing of immortality.
Mantra 12. Andhaṃ tamak pravaśanti ye sambhūtam upāsati tato mbhūya ivate tamo yahu sambhūtyāmṛtāho.
Those who are engaged in the worship of demigods enter into the darkest region of ignorance, and still more so do the worshippers of the impersonal absolute.
Mantra 13. Anyadevahu sambhavat anyadahu asambhavat iti shushmadhiranam yenastan vichatakshire.
It is said that one result is obtained by worshipping the supreme cause of all causes, and that another result is obtained by worshipping that which is not supreme. All this is heard from the undisturbed authorities who clearly explained it.
Mantra 14. Sambhutim cha vinashaṃ cha yastad vedo bhayaṃ saha vinashena mrityum tirtva sambhutyam mitamashnute.
One should know perfectly the personality of Godhead and His transcendental name, as well as the temporary material creation with its temporary demigods, men and animals. When one knows these, he surpasses death and the ephemeral cosmic manifestation with it. And in the eternal kingdom of God, he enjoys his eternal life of bliss and knowledge.
Mantra 15. Hiranyena patrena satyasya pihitam mukham tatvam pushana pavrinu satyadharmaya drishtaye.
O my Lord, sustainer of all that lives, your real face is covered by your dazzling effulgence. Please remove that covering and exhibit yourself to your pure devotee.
Mantra 16. Bhushanhe karshe yamasuya prajapatya vyuha rasmin samohatejo yatte rupam kalyanatamam tatte pasyami yosa vaso purushaksoham asmi.
O my Lord, O primeval philosopher, maintainer of the universe, O regulating principle, destination of the pure devotees, well-wisher of the progenitors of mankind, Please remove the effulgence of your transcendental rays so that I can see your form of bliss. You are the eternal supreme personality of Godhead, like unto the sun, as am I. Mantra 17. Vayur anilam amritam atidam basmantam shariram om krto smara kritam smara krto smara kritam smara. Let this temporary body be burnt to ashes, and let the air of life be merged with the totality of air. Now, O my Lord, please remember all my sacrifices, and because you are the ultimate beneficiary, please remember all that I have done for you. Mantra 18.
Agni naya supatarahi asman Vishwani deva vayunani vidman Yuyo vyasman juhoranameno Bhuyishthante nama uktim vidhemo.
O my Lord, powerful as fire, omnipotent one, now I offer you all obeisances and fall on the ground at your feet. O my Lord, please lead me on the right path to reach you. And since you know all that I have done in the past, please free me from the reactions to my past sins so that there will be no hindrance to my progress.
What follows is the first Chaitanyashtakam, or series of 8 verses glorifying Lord Chaitanya, by Srila Rupa Goswami. This is from his Stavamala. Translations by Sriman Kusha Krata Das, except where otherwise noted.
Sadopasyakshiman jitamanajakayai panahitam Vahanvi Girvanai Girishapadameshti Prabhitabhi Sabhakti Bhyakshudham Nijabhajanamudram Padishan Sachetan Yakime Gundapajishoryasadipadam.
Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always the most worshipable deity of the demigods, including Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, who came in the garb of ordinary men bearing love for him. He instructs his own pure devotional service to his own devotees. Will he again become visible before the path of my eyes? Translation by Srila Prabhupada.
Sureshan nang durgam gatadati shaheno panashidam muni nang savasvam panatapatalinam madhurima vinyasak premno nikalapashupalam buddhisham sachetanyakime panatapajishoryasatipadam sachetanyakime panatapajishoryasatipadam.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the shelter of the demigods, the goal of the Upanishads, the be-all and end-all of the great sages, the beautiful shelter of his devotees, and the essence of love for the lotus-eyed gopis. Will he again be visible before the path of my eyes? Translation by Srila Prabhupada.
Sarupam vibhano jagadato damanvaita dahita dapanna shivaso janita padamananda garima hari dino dhari gajapati kapotik talalak sachitanya kimme gunanda pichishoyasatipadam sachitanya kimme gunanda pichishoyasatipadam.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has manifested his own form, which cannot be compared to anything in the material universe. He is very dear to Advaita Acharya, and Shiva's Pandit is surrendered to him. He is very respectful to Paramananda Puri. He takes away the ignorance of the material world and delivers the conditioned souls who are suffering the threefold miseries there. He quickly showered his mercy upon Maharaj Prataparudra, the king of Orissa. Will he again become visible before the path of my eyes?
Rasodama kamar budhamadadhamo julatanur yatinamutam sas tadnikada vinyoti vasanam hiranyanam lakshmi bhadnami bhavanam rikaducha sachetan yakkimme bhunandapichisho yasitipadam sachetan yakkimme bhunandapichisho yasitipadam.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes maddened by tasting the mellows of devotional service. His effulgent form is the abode of the sweetness of millions of cupids, and he is the crown of all sannyasis. His garments display the effulgence of sunlight, and the splendor of his body eclipses the great beauty of gold. Will he again become visible before the path of my eyes?
Hare Krishna Tuchai Spudita Dasano Nama Ganana Katagranti Shreni Zubugatati Sotro Jalakara Vishalaksho Diga Galayugala Kelan Chitabhojak Sachetan Yakime Bhunanda Pijisho Yasadipadam Sachetan Yakime Bhunanda Pijisho Yasadipadam.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chants the Hare Krishna mantra in a loud voice, the holy name dancing on his tongue. His effulgent hand is beautified by the knotted string meant for counting the number of recitations of the holy name. His eyes are large, and his long arms, bent with the performance of his pastimes, reach down to his knees. Will he again become visible before the path of my eyes?
Payorashi stire spurdu pavanali kalanaya muhu brindaranya smadanajanita prima divisho kachit krishna vritti vachaladasano bhakti dasika sachetanya kimme bhunanda prajisho yasitipadam sachetanya kimme bhunanda prajisho yasitipadam.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the topmost of all devotees. Sometimes, while walking on the beach, he would see a beautiful garden nearby and mistake it for the forest of Vrindavan. He would thus be completely overwhelmed by ecstatic love of Krishna and begin to chant the holy name and dance. His tongue worked incessantly as he chanted, Krishna, Krishna. Will he again become visible before the path of my eyes? Translation by Srila Prabhupada.
Adatarudhasyarad Adipadivinilasalapate Adamhra premoni Spudatadatano lasa divisho Sahashangayanvi Bodhavritatanu Vaishnavajanai Sachetan Nakime Punanda Pritisho Yasadipadam Sachetan Nakime Punanda Pritisho Yasadipadam.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spontaneously danced with great delight before the path of Lord Jagannath, the master of Nilachala, who was seated on the Ratayatra car. He trembled with waves of great love and was surrounded by the devotees who were singing with joy. Will he again become visible before the path of my eyes?
Bhuvang sinchan ashru shuti vidamhitak sandh kulakhai Padetango nipa stapakarna bakun jalke jahibi Ganasveda stoma stimedata nodut kirtana suki Sachetan nakkimme Bhunanda prajisho yasadipadam Sachetan nakkimme Bhunanda prajisho yasadipadam.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became joyful during the chanting of the holy name, and he sprinkled the earth with showers of tears. All the hairs of his body, standing on end, appeared like victorious filaments of fresh kadamba blossoms. His body was moistened with much perspiration. Will he again become visible before the path of my eyes?
Aditi Goranga Smanana Padavi Mangalataram Kritiyo Vishrambha Spodadamalandhi Rashtakamidam Padanande Sanyas
Tadamala padam hood yugale parisparatasya spudatunatadam premalahadi. May the great ocean, full of the waves of pure love for the two white lotus flowers of the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, become immediately manifested at every moment to whatever pious person reads these most auspicious eight verses, meditating on Lord Gauranga, his pure intelligence shining with faith. What follows are a few verses from the Sri Govinda Virudavali by Srila Rupa Goswami, translations by Sriman Kushikrata Das. The first verse is a glorification of Rupa Goswami's poetry by Srila Jiva Goswami. Asat kavya sadmasya eva hari priyeshu shabdata ratnakaraisthanoti timbhyai shilpa kriyam bahuvidham kavi vishwakarma rupam hibo rasika chitta haraksajiyat. All glories to Srila Rupa Goswami. He expands a many-faceted poetic craftsmanship in the palaces of his transcendental poems, which are very dear to Lord Hari. Those palaces are decorated with the multitude of excellently beautiful jewels, which are the poetic devices of alliteration, metaphor, etc., as well as deep philosophical meaning. Among poets, Rupa Goswami is just like Vishwakarma, the architect of the heavenly planets, and he enchants the minds of the connoisseurs. Davamodalin nanamari kaman buddhi vidli shubhangshu achatala gokala kula jadharyam buddhi panakum bajo jayati. Davamodalin nanamari kaman buddhi vidli shubhangshu achatala gokala kula jadharyam buddhi panakum bajo jayati. O Krishna, all glories to the sound of your flute. It is like the shining white moon that causes tidal waves in the ocean of the desire for conjugal love of the women of the upper planetary system. The sound of your flute has become like a Gustyamuni who drank the entire ocean. It is drinking the ocean of the composure of the serious and sedate young girls of Gokula who are all born in good families. Bhujanga dupachandraka spodadakhanda chudankuri nirankushad ganchala brahmina badna bringam brahme patanga duhitustati vanakuti dakeri priye parispodadume mohus dvai mukunda shudhati. O Krishna, a peacock feather decorates the top of your hair, and the unrestrained movements of the corners of your eyes have stunned the wanderings of the bees. You are very fond of performing pastimes in the cottage on the bank of the Yamuna River, who is the daughter of the sun god. O Mukunda, may I be purely devoted to you at every moment. Pachada padamahansai kama macham yamani vanatamakada chakrai shashurakanta kuksho agahad jagadanda hindi hindola hasi spudata tavagandhiri gheli sindhorati na. O Krishna, the multitude of pure devotees who have surrendered to you have become a throng of sharks that always crowds the interior of the deep ocean of your pastimes. They drink the water of that ocean as much as they desire. The waves of that ocean are your smiles and your laughs, and the universes move about on those waves. O killer of the Agha demon, may we take pleasure in that ocean. Vivrita vivrita badhe imbranti vegada gadhe balabati bhavapure manjito me vidure asharanagana bandho he kripakamudindo sakadakata vilambam dehastavalambam sakadakata vilambam dehastavalambam. O Krishna, you are the friend of those who have no shelter, and you are the moon that shines with the light of your mercy. I am immersed in the current of material existence, having been caught up by the strength of its whirlpool. That current is powerful, deep, and full of many great sufferings. O Lord, please extend your hand and quickly deliver me from this place.